At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
All day, big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
I have a bit of an issue. I'll call it an issue, right?
Ooh.
And it's been going on for months now.
Mm.
Has anyone else noticed this? When you try to crack an egg, you know the way normally you like crack an egg off the side of a bowl or maybe straight off the countertop, and it basically cracks in half in one go, and you pop the egg into whatever you're popping it into. Yeah?
Just first of all, I would never crack an egg against a countertop.
Apparently you are supposed to do it against a flat surface and not against the corner of a bowl.
Oh, I'm very picky. It'd have to be a bowl. But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean. So when you're cracking
an egg, splits in half, basically, and the whole egg yolk and the white bit fall out into the bowl or the mug.
Uh-huh.
For months, and I mean months now, whenever I try to crack an egg, it just sort of doesn't crack.
Right.
And I have to sort of rip it open.
Oh, it's taken you a few go, and you actually have decided to just rip it open
yourself. Yeah, and then there's shell everywhere. It's stuck. It's messy. And it's every single egg.
Brent,
every single time.
I'm sorry you've been going through this because you love to make an egg and you're great at making a brunch.
I love cooking with eggs. And it sort of coincided with, and I don't know if it's like you can't have it all at once. I just made the decision a while ago that I was no longer going to be intimidated by poaching an egg.
Oh yeah,
right?
You did.
So I just said, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
So around the same time that I nailed poaching an egg,
yeah,
I lost the ability to crack one.
Isn't it ironic? You can now poach an egg, but you can't crack one.
As Alanis once sung.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't had this problem, but I probably haven't been making eggs as much as I was. Do you remember I went through a phase all I was eating was eggs?
Yeah.
I'm an all or nothing type of person.
Yeah.
That's a story for another day. So I haven't experienced this, Brendan, but it has happened to me in the past.
Yeah, it's been so consistent for me for months now. I'm wondering, has anyone else experienced this?
Yeah, not recently.
You cannot crack an egg if you're smashing it off the counter. It's just kind of crumbling. You've got to tear it open and get the egg out, and then you have half a shell in the bowl as well.
Is anyone having this same issue as our Brendan this morning? We'd love to hear from you. Can you no longer crack an egg? Are you having difficulty?
For many months now, I have lost the ability to crack an egg.
Poor pet.
Every time I tap it off the counter, the side of a bowl, instead of just cracking and the egg slipping into a bowl, the shell just kind of goes to mush. I have to then tear it open.
Yeah.
And I end up with a load of shell in the bowl.
Mm.
I'm bringing it to you this morning, Dublin, because it's been a consistent thing. It's every single time for months on end. And I'm wondering if anyone else has experienced the same. Is it me or is it the egg?
Kim's been on and says, geez, Brendan, since you moved into that house, luck really hasn't been on your side. Appliances breaking, head injuries, and now the eggs.
Yeah.
There will be a Netflix documentary on you soon, just like Paranormal Activity. A house cleansing is needed. Kim, thank you for that.
Kim,
Brendan, I'll bring over the sage.
Kim, you're very observant. Please bring over your sage.
Kim's concerned.
Yeah, Kim, thank you for your concern. Brenda has been on.
Oh, Brendan, I feel your pain. I don't know what's going on with the chickens laying those eggs, but you crack it once, it doesn't crack.
No!
Yeah. Or else it falls apart.
Yeah.
Then you have to crack it again.
Yeah.
And then it falls apart.
Yes!
And then you're picking bits of shell out.
Yes!
Yes. The chickens need to cop on and lay proper eggs.
Thanks for that, Brenda.
Thankfully,
okay, you're not the only one, Brendan. Do you feel
me.
A bit better?
I do feel better because I was like, have I lost the ability to crack an egg?
Well, you're going
to
feel a bit better now because I've actually got 6 eggs here beside me.
Okay.
Thank you, producer Carl. 6 eggs in beside me. 6 free-range eggs, I should say.
Yeah.
They look very
always
lovely and
range.
Fresh, medium size, ready to go. Brendan, we're going to do a bit of an egg experiment, right?
Okay.
I've got 6 eggs.
Yeah.
I've got 6 prizes as well.
Sounds
so
like
if you're
Gaston.
Listening right now and you'd like to come on air and try win some prizes, you literally just need to come onto the phone. You don't need to do anything. But our Brendan is going to try and crack 6 eggs without them not being going able to yeah, yeah, go yeah. to without them going
yeah,
to mush.
Yeah.
So you got six eggs.
Right.
You need to try crack them. The more eggs you crack, the more prizes our lucky listener will win.
Okay, if you want to come on the phone and win hopefully
six prizes.
You've got to do nothing at all.
If you're just joining us, you would have heard our Brendan open up about an issue he's been having recently. Poor Brendan, who is very great in the kitchen, I will tell you that, has been left unable to crack an egg. When he goes to crack the egg against a bowl or a hard surface, it just doesn't seem to be splitting. He's left with egg and shell everywhere, and he's physically had to open up the egg himself rather than crack it. Our Brendan is not happy. So we've actually sent Brendan off for an excursion this morning with six fresh free-range eggs up to the 98FM kitchen. I'm on the third floor of our building, so our Brendan's gone up to the fifth floor. And we are now going to cross over live to Brendan. Brendan, how are you, pet?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning from the 98FM kitchen. I hope I don't end up with egg on my face.
Fingers crossed. Brendan, this has been affecting you mentally. You've lost your confidence in the kitchen.
No, honestly, I really have. For months on end now, I have lost the ability to crack an egg. It just goes to mush, doesn't crack in one go. I've got shell everywhere, egg all over my hands.
Well, Brendan, we thought we would actually put you under some pressure this morning and get you to try and crack a few eggs live on the show and try win a few prizes for the fabulous Audrey, who's in Meath. Audrey, how are you?
How you doing?
What are you up to for the morning, Audrey?
Well, it's actually not such good weather down here today, so we're just vetting my little one's here on her tablet.
Listen.
No idea what we're going to do.
It's a day for the ducks as well. But wouldn't it be lovely if you win a few prizes, Audrey? Any words of advice for Brendan before he starts?
Please.
You could use a knife. To crack a little bit of it,
and then... Oh, well, I actually have a few official rules here that have been communicated to me by the bosses here in 98FM. Okay,
this
Brendan,
is very official.
Here are the rules, right?
You have to use
one hand.
Okay, well, I have to because I have a microphone in one hand anyway, yeah.
Okay,
so
use
one hand,
the membrane must split.
Yes.
There has to be no shell in the bowl.
Okay.
And you must get the perfect crack.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Right. We've got six eggs. You've got six
yes.
chances to win prizes. And there
are
six
Audrey,
prizes.
Okay, Audrey, let's do this.
Will Brendan crack under the pressure? It is time for Brendan's egg experiment.
Okay, here we go. Cracking egg number one. No!
Oh!
It's done the same thing.
Okay, that isn't happening. You're not going to win a 98FM lanyard, but we're moving on to the next prize. The next prize is a sticky
egg.
Phone wallet. Is the egg going to crack?
Egg number two. Here we go. Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, we got that one.
Okay,
we got that one.
Audrey, you've won a sticky phone wallet. Let's move on to the next prize. It's a 98FM car freshener.
Egg number three.
Egg three.
Yes, we did it.
Ooh, egg three. You've won a car freshener as well, Audrey. Moving on to prize four.
Okay.
It is a bin sticker of myself and Brendan. Our faces on your bin, Brendan. Let's go.
Egg four. No. Ooh, yes, it actually did.
Oh, my gosh, he's done it
again. Guys, I've got my confidence back.
Okay, you're off to a cracking start. Let's move on to prize five. Two IMC cinema passes. Can you crack the egg?
Here we go. Yes.
Oh my
gosh,
you've won those IMC cinema passes, Audrey.
Okay.
And Brendan, it's egg number six. The pressure
egg
is
number
on.
Six.
The prize,
here we go.
The prize is a 98FM smart speaker. Can you crack the egg?
Oh, for the big prize, Audrey. Here we go. Egg number six.
Go on, Brendan.
There's shell in that one.
But listen, Brendan, you cracked one, two, four eggs. You cracked
four
egg
out of six.
Audrey, congratulations. You have won a sticky phone wallet, a car freshener, a bin sticker, IMC cinema passes. Audrey, what do you have to say to Brendan?
Thank you so much. You're an absolute star. Love you.
Audrey, love you. Thank you for giving me the confidence to break eggs.
Oh my gosh. Brendan, fair play to you. You did very well there. Four out of six ain't bad. So it was all in your head.
It was all in my head, and we're having scrambled eggs for breakfast after the show.
Excellent stuff.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.